This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Thoughts for Sunday, a devotion from Riverbend Bible Church. It's brought to us today by Neville Stevenson on the subject of the grace of God. Stay with us for the next 5 minutes and be encouraged and be blessed. Have you ever lived near the coast, near a beach? Do you like walking along the seashore? For some years we lived near a beach, just where Mount Maunganui and Papamoa meet. We were about 2 blocks from the beach and I often would spend time walking on the beach and have experienced it in all sorts of weather. I've seen it at high tide with an easterly storm when it was blowing in and we couldn't even set foot on the beach at all. And I've seen it when the calm waters of a summer morning, and you go down and you see the sunrise and it's low tide and it's a wide beach with very, very small waves just flopping on the sand. But you know, one thing I have never seen the sea with no waves at all. This reminds me of a song that we used to sing some years ago, a lovely song, Grace Upon Grace Like the Waves on the Shore, Always Enough and Always More. Grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, all that we need is ours from the Lord. I love that little chorus. The verse goes, like the ocean in waves ever sweeping the shore, to his children comes the grace of our Lord. And like the mighty sea, so deep and so wide, his grace to us seems an endless supply. The second verse, in the daylight or midnight, the waves touch the shore. One on another, they faithfully pour. Summer and winter, they never subside. And so the grace of our Father provides grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, always enough and always more. Grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, all that we need is ours from the Lord. The grace of God is one of the most wonderful characteristics of our great God. There are many ways that we can look at this attribute of God, but today I want to look at some of the blessings that we enjoy because of God's amazing grace. But firstly, what is grace? How do we define it? This is the old Sunday school definition. Maybe you learned it at Sunday school, that little old acrostic. Grace. What is grace? It is God's riches at Christ's expense. Our quote today from Jerry Bridges from Transforming Grace, his book, gives us a fuller definition. God's free, unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who deserve only judgment. Other definitions read, the love of God shown to the unlovely, or God reaching down to a people who are in rebellion against him. Another song, he giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labours increase. To added affliction he added his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again.